independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. He'll be back next week. In the meantime, I'm just supposed to be keeping the seat warm, making sure that dust doesn't accumulate anywhere. Talk about what's going on out there. And it's amazing. It's amazing because I was just told that it's wrong to punish somebody for what we think they may have done in the past. Let that sink in for a second. Just let that sink in. Now, I know the big news, and man, I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm normally not a busy guy. I'm a busy guy today. And with as much stuff as I had go on, I had the TV on in the back, and I'm walking by, and I'll, whoop, OJ. It's not that he's just on the screen. They're talking. They're doing the whole deliberation. They're doing the whole parole board hearing. And all the parole board, the commissioners, they're going to walk us through the entire parole process like we care. Get to the part where you deny him parole. All right. Okay. Well, OJ's going to talk. Oh, OJ's going to talk. I think OJ talked more here than I heard him talk during the trial back in the 90s. I heard more out of OJ's mouth here. And then I got all nostalgic. Then I kind of got fanboy. I'm like, man, I loved you in Naked Gun. Ah, oh, you were great in those Hertz commercials, man. Why did you have to go and get accused of killing? Why'd you have to go and do that? OJ. And I saw it. I could almost hear it in the parole board's voice when they said they were granting him parole. Like, this isn't a shock. This isn't a shock. Guy orchestrates. Guy gets two other people to bring guns. According to him, leaves a wedding to go take back memorabilia that he says was his. Now, one of the people that he was accused of robbing actually testified for his release because now they're friends. They just had a little misunderstanding. You ever have a misunderstanding with somebody? I have all the time. Never pulled a gun on them, but I've had a couple misunderstandings. I've never told two of my friends to go grab their guns because I'm about to have a misunderstanding with another one of my friends. But hey, I guess it happens in OJ's world. He lives a very exciting life. I wanted it denied. I wanted his parole denied. 844-DIG-CHAD. The court of public opinion is in session. He's 70 years old now. 70 years old. He's been accused of murder. He's been accused of domestic abuse. This is his, the robbery charge is his first verdict that needs to be discussed. That's the first crime he's been found guilty for. It's his first conviction. 844-344-DIG-CHAD. Karen, Florida, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Chad. OJ can absolutely not move to Florida. We call this God's waiting room, and that is not where OJ's going.
Well, I think either way you get judged, right? Isn't that how it goes? I mean, either way you get a meeting, whether you stick or whether you go up or down, you know.
Yeah, but we have people that get more time for having a little baggie of pot in their car than even for the armed robbery that he did.
Well,
so karma's going to get him, I think.
But you're a woman. I mean, I don't know if you're in a good relationship or not.
You can ask me on a date.
honestly, seriously, as a woman, how does any woman go near OJ? I mean, I don't know how you swipe right on OJ Simpson if he comes up.
Right. Exactly. Not any sane woman anyway.
But as a woman, Karen, who lives in Florida, okay, I'm being real right now. Is OJ a threat to society?
Only if you date him. Honestly, I don't think he's going to hurt anyone. except if you were to date him.
All right. All right. There it is from Karen in Florida. Don't date OJ. Appreciate the call, Karen. Bob, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Bob.
How's it going, man?
Go for it.
Hey, how's it going? I remember when the OJ trial was going on, I was in high school, and they stopped everything so that they could break up TVs and we could all watch it. And I was 15 at the time. We all thought he did it. But I draw a parallel. If you remember T.C. Anthony and that whole case with her and her little daughter?
Yeah.
And she got off. And it almost seems like in these major murder trials where everybody thinks that they're going to get a conviction out of this, and then your jaws drop as they say not guilty. I don't know how people manage to get off with this stuff, but there's a serious problem that we have. If the evidence is so glaring and people still manage to get off on technicalities or whatever the reason was.
But here's the amazing thing. I'm talking about, and I've had this come up a couple times today. Bob, I don't want to trash you. I want you to stick around, all right? Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm talking about OJ being granted parole for his robbery conviction, okay? That is the discussion at hand. And because OJ's on the screen in a jumpsuit in jail, talked about this with the producer before the show, so many people actually think OJ's in jail for the murder. He's not. OJ's in jail for his part in an armed robbery 9 years ago. Okay? That's why OJ's in jail. So he was found guilty. He was even denied parole a couple, 4 years ago, something like that. So he's had this go-between. And I don't remember the media coverage 4 years ago being like it was today. I don't remember it.
No, you're right.
You know? I mean, this to me was the sequel, Bob, right?
In my opinion, this should have never even been a factor. The guy should have been in jail a long time ago for doing what he did.
But it was. And the thing was, it really wasn't a factor. Because how much of it did you watch, Bob?
You mean this one?
Yeah. Don't lie.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get too much of it. I only saw what was in the editorials and stuff.
Oh. Bob, like you, I was actually waiting for somebody to come into the room with a four-wheel cart and a big old tube TV on top of it. So we got to watch this now. We got to watch this. Honestly, like you, I was waiting for that. And I was at home, okay? it would have been great if somebody had done that. But it was they spoke to it, but that was the whole thing. It was like, wait, are they going to bring up the murder? Are they going to bring up the murder accusation? Nope, because that's the way justice works. And so many people, the guy did 9 years for robbery. Bob was justice served.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, and I'm kind of, I see where your mind is going on all this. He should have done a lot more because of what he'd done in the past, but I know we can't convict him.
But that's not how.
It's a whole long story.
Yeah, that's not how justice works. Right? So, I'm going to ask you that question again. Was justice served? Has he done his time? You live in Florida. Do you consider him a threat to you?
No, he's old.
70. OJ's walking down the same sidewalk as you. What happens?
I'll probably walk up to him and just say hi. I'm not going to go one way or the other or walk to the other side of the street or anything.
Hold on. Wait a second. Let me get this straight. Hold on. I'm not done with you. Wait. You just got done slamming in, telling him how you think you think he committed a crime back in the day. You think he should have been found guilty of that. But if you walk up to him on the sidewalk, if he cuts across your path, you're going to go, "Hi, OJ," like nothing happened.
Well, I wouldn't probably say it like, "Hey, OJ," like that. I'd probably just, you know, say something simple like that. I'd recognize him and say, "Hi, what's up?" But I'm not going to walk up to him and be mean to him or
gonna grab a selfie
at him or anything like that.
Selfie or no selfie? Yeah. I think the guy may have committed a very serious crime, and I have problems with his morals. But hey, OJ, Juice, you got time for a selfie? Hold on, just let me get this right. All right, thanks. Hey, thanks, Juice. You're the best.
Yep, nailed it.
Jeez, appreciate the call, Bob. It's amazing. We're all sit behind the phones. We're all sit behind the keyboards. Oh, the guy's awful. The guy should be in jail. Meanwhile, half of Florida, three quarters of Florida, would take a selfie with the guy if he came across their path. My name's Nate Shellman, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. That's 844-344-2423. I wish his parole would have been denied. We're still talking about it next on the Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. And this is kind of neat, okay? Because we're having this nostalgic moment in talking about O.J. Simpson. You know, I mean, he didn't get off. He spent the last 9 years in jail. He's still in jail, okay? He's going to go home to his little jail cell and his jail girlfriend or whatever they call each other. Maybe it's a buddy. Who knows? You know, they're going to have that moment of celebration. Apparently he doesn't drink anymore because I guess alcohol is hard to come by in jail. But, eh. And the rest of us are out here going, wait a second. He was in jail. I remember when O.J. was found guilty of the robbery, pled guilty. I remember giggling. He's like, wait a second. Gets off on one charge. Now he has to go to jail for something completely different. Ha! Ha! 9 years for a robbery. And I feel like I'm the only one to admit this. I wanted his parole denied because I think he did something worse. But even I know that's not how it actually works. If you want true karma to happen, you can't wish for the karma. It just has to happen. It's got to be organic. It sucks. I wanted to sit there and watch his stupid little face. I wanted to watch that smile. Oh. I wanted to watch that moment of hope he had right before I was crushed. I wanted that on tape. I would have pressed pause right at that moment, too. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. Edmond, Florida. You're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Yes, should I turn up? Okay, hold on. Turn this off.
No, yes, we'll wait for you. Yeah.
I have to say that I think justice was served. I mean, the American people have to have faith in their own justice system because they're the ones, or at least the voice of America, is the one who goes around the world saying, hey, look at us. We have the greatest this, the greatest that, the greatest constitution, the greatest justice system. So the justice system found O.J. innocent. Personally, I think he's innocent, and I'll say a couple reasons why. Mm-hmm. If I'm fighting for my life, I'm about 5'4", 150 pounds. Mm-hmm. You might be about 6 feet tall. Most Americans seem to be pretty tall. If I'm fighting you for my life, right? I don't care if you have a knife. You are not going to kill me without a whole bunch of bruises and marks on you. You're going to know that you've been in a fight, right? So if O.J. fought two people with a knife to kill them, and they're both fighting for their life, and one of them is a younger, stronger man than him, who weighs more than him, who is a karate expert, right, who could definitely have him caught up for a while, you know, trying to get that knife in it. And people have come at me with a knife, and they wasn't able to get the knife in me, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm not just standing still for it to happen, right?
That's why you're here now.
Which is why I'm here now. So this person is coming at him with the young guy, I forget his name, coming at him with a knife. Don't you think the other female, she could pick up a 2x4, whatever, knock him upside the head? or knock him somewhere, the leg or the knee or whatever, he's going to have more marks than him. Another thing is the this Pullman guy. There was a picture of a carpet I realized during the trial.
Edmund, hold on a second. Hold on. I know I'm just filling in on the Chad Benson show, but Phil, is there any way you can get my show from, what was that? That would have been 96? Could you pull up my show for me? We can just replay that the rest of the rest of the time.
Hang on, I got the archives over here.
Yeah, can we just play back the shows that we did during the OJ trial? Because I think we're going to have a lot of people just going full-blown reminiscing. Edmund, welcome back to you.
Yes.
Edmund.
Yes.
So you're nostalgic too?
Well, I'm not nostalgic. I mean, it was a trial.
Did you not just hear your entire, you retried the entire murder trial?
No, I didn't retry it. What it is, when I was looking at it, I remember.
No, okay, Edmund, I can't do it again. I thank you for the call. I can't do it again. I'm sorry. I can't. I love you to death. Can't. Gene, Florida, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Gene.
Thank you. I was really disappointed with the parole people. I'm really ignorant when it comes to what is a normal sentence. I thought that I heard that it was between 9 and 36 years is what he was. And so he had served the minimum amount. And I didn't see anything about him that sounded like he was taking any responsibility for the crime that he was in prison for right now.
He said he wished it could have gone different. But, yeah, there was maybe not remorse, but a little regret. Gene, appreciate the call. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman here, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. 844-DIG-CHAD. Those are the numbers. The OJ lines. OJ Simpson granted parole for his role in an armed robbery. And I feel disappointed. That's how I feel. I feel disappointed. Robbery and kidnapping conviction in 2008. Conviction. And I wish it would have been denied. That's just my gut. It's my gut feeling. And I know when I take that breath, I'm supposed to say, well, he was found not guilty on one, and he was found guilty. He was convicted of another, so you can only punish him for the crime he did do, not for the crime he wasn't found guilty of. I know. I don't like it. Jeff, Indiana, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I was going to say, you know, when it comes to O.J. Simpson, you know, we know the law's not fair. You know, it's never been fair. I mean, you know, there's those that because of their celebrity, because they got the money for, you know, the rock star, you know, lawyer and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, things happen. It's not right. But am I going to stop, you know, watching? You know, am I going to grab the remote and say, you know, to heck with you or you know, whatever it worked. You know, I choose to use that time and switch to another channel. No, you know, I probably won't. But, you know, I have to think about the guy that was in that show called Little Rascals. You know, look at him. You know, you know, most people are going to stop, you know, watching. But I will say this. If O.J. Simpson didn't kill anybody, you know, way back when, he knows who did it, you know. But if that would have been me or you, shoot, they would have denied us parole, and we'd have been cellmates in solitary confinement.
And that may be true, Jeff, and that's the thing. That Don't get me wrong. I probably would have gotten a court-appointed lawyer because I can't afford any lawyer right now. I don't have the resources. But that doesn't mean that because I'm poor and somebody's rich that they should be punished harsher. It doesn't mean that just because I'm a have-not, the have should get it. There are a lot of have-nots out there who look at each other and went, about O.J. But was justice served here? Was justice served here? Because the man did serve 9 years for robbery and kidnapping. All right? And in Nevada, if you are a if you're a good inmate, all right, you don't break any of the rules, you follow all the rules, you can get your time damn near cut in half. And O.J. did that. O.J. did that. So I'm asking the question, was justice served? And we can't go back. You can't talk about that case that is closed, that case that gave birth to multiple cable channels and three different versions of Law and Order. You know, we can only go to this one. Was justice served?
Well, I think that justice wasn't served, but until we make certain, you know, ground rules, you know, for, you know, every court and everything, and we actually look at the entire record, you know, like I said, it's never going to be fair. There's no way. As long as you got money, as long as you have, you know, any kind of celebrity, it's not going to be fair. Because I can tell you this. I got a DWI some years ago. I got a .08. And there were some lawyers, and if I would have had the $6,000-$7,000, you know, to spend on a first time, you know, DWI.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, not have anything else ever happen to me, you know, I could have got out of it. But I took the guy that I could afford, and, you know, it happened. You know, I went to court, and, I mean, you know, I lost. You know,
Jeff, guy he was convicted on committing the crime against, one of the guys that he was convicted on committing the crime against testified on his behalf and said he should be let out of jail.
Well,
what do you hear about
that? I understand that too. Well,
you know,
I can understand that too, because I think it's like this. Germany, Norway, there's all these other countries overseas that are saying that you shouldn't be able to put somebody away for life. Norway, except for like 20 years, is the maximum. And I guess in some ways, unless you're going to, just say that this is going to be the end of, end of your life, you know, execute somebody, I guess in some ways that, you know, you might have to, think about going over that bridge to where if
he's
you can really rehab somebody.
He's 70. He's 70 years old. He's 70.
I don't think he's going to do anything. I think the worst case scenario, he might try to steal some Viagra.
Jeff, I appreciate the call. He's on his best behavior now. The guy's about to be let out on parole, and he's going to have everybody, especially in Florida, he's going to have everybody looking at him. Everybody. And they're going to have 911 on speed dial. They're going to have every police department on speed dial. OJ's drinking. OJ's talking to a convicted felon, which he can't do. OJ's talking to other lawbreakers. That's a violation. He's going to have so many people looking at him, watching his every move. All right, if we can't get him on one charge, let's see if we can get him on a parole violation. Oh, man. Oh. You think all the phone videos are nuts now? You think all the Facebook Live videos are nuts now? Wait till OJ walks anywhere outside. Wait till he lands in Florida. They'll be on the phone in a jiffy to Nevada Department of Corrections. I don't know a lot, but I think this is against the law here. I think this is a violation. You're going to have every parole, you're going to have every parolee snitching on OJ. So you might be right. He may not. We may never hear of OJ again. And this is what this moment is. This moment right here is our closing the book on OJ. Because it seems like the country wants to do. We want to close the book. Yeah, we got the Cuba Gooding Jr. Miniseries that wasn't bad. Not bad at all. I mean, even the lawyers who were part of that team didn't know how the writers for that show got a lot of their info. Somebody violated attorney-client privilege for that miniseries to get written. Bonnie, Arizona, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yes, I don't think he should be paroled. You know, I don't feel good about it either. But give the man a chance because he's going to be rich now. He's going to write a book, and he's going to be a hero.
To who? Who's he a hero to?
He's going to be a hero to himself because he said, hey, first it was a quit. I served my time. Now he's going to become a hero because he's going to write a book and still declare, I didn't do it. But we all know he did it, and he has to answer to the Lord, and so let's just see what happens to him.
Well, the thing is, okay, Bonnie, I'm confused. Do you not want him released, or do you want him released?
I did not want him released, but it's since justice has already been served, you know, that's why we have a court system. We can't critique everything.
You know, when it came out that the guy who he committed the crime against testified on his behalf, I was like, well, if you're in jail and the guy you committed the crime against is saying you should be let out of jail,
yeah.
How does the parole board not let him out?
It's all under the table.
I don't know if it's under the table. People do have the right to change their minds, Bonnie, but I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike out there in California. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah, hey there. I have two quick points. The first is in regard to what the gentleman was saying just a few minutes ago, and that is this. Tremendous amount of money doesn't give you an advantage. The state has unlimited resources. A tremendous amount of money only gets you almost even with them, only makes it almost a fair fight. And the second thing is about OJ is that while I think he very likely committed the crime with Goldman and his wife, I think setting that aside, had that not happened, and if this was a situation with OJ and these guys in the hotel room, likely he wouldn't have been convicted in the first place. You know, that the jury would have said, hey, man, this is OJ. This was his stuff. And giving him the benefit of the doubt. And certainly without the Goldman and his wife murders, another person like him, celebrity in his position, who had served 9 years or whatever it was, probably would have been let out on parole too.
But we can't rewrite history. We can't rewrite history.
Well, you can't, but you can as a judge or a justice or whatever. They can't take into account some prior thing that he didn't get convicted for.
When a guy says that nobody has ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them, that line really didn't sit well with me. I appreciate the call, but that line just didn't sit well with me at all. Nobody has ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them. That came out of OJ's mouth today. I'm in no danger to pull a gun on anybody. I've never been accused of it. Nobody has ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them. I'm still waiting to hear what Ron and Nicole have to say about that. More of your calls when we come back on the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shulman here out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. Closing the book on O.J. Simpson. Our last gotcha our last crack at the juice. And like a lot of you, it just, you try to take everything on a case-by-case basis. You try to separate past acts or accusations from what's going on right in front of you. Do you judge somebody? How do you judge somebody? Do you judge somebody as a cumulative effort? Do you have a cutoff somewhere? Or do you just judge them on the case? Now, knowing people in prison who work in prisons like I do, there's a lot of people who find God in jail. It doesn't mean it's false. They have a lot of time on their hands. Why not go to church? OJ apparently did that. He got a Baptist service up and running. Brought it up in his parole hearing. That's the only reason I know about it. And I watched that whole thing like I watched the trial. And if you watched it, you knew where it was going. If you watched it, the vote was almost a formality. Because it seemed like it was already almost a preconceived notion that he was going to be granted parole. Still trying to let the past go, though. Still trying to let all that drama, that courtroom drama. Networks were breaking into it. People calling up here saying, I used to remember in high school, they'd wheel the TV into the classroom. Yeah. And today, as you're working and you see OJ up there on the screen, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that the juice? My gosh. He's hit the gym a little bit, but he's kind of filled out a little. Wow, he got gray. He's 70 years old. He's 70. I mean, he's a good-looking 70. He's a fit 70. All right, the man could probably still be on the sidelines on most NFL teams right now. Mike, Indiana, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say real quick, I do not believe that he should have been paroled on the reason because he got a 33-year sentence for armed robbery, and he should have at least served with the good behavior and all that, going by the rules, blah, blah, blah. He should have at least served half of that because that's typically usually the way it works in state prisons and not federal prisons. I do believe that he killed his ex-wife and Goldman. I do believe that. He did it. He knows he did it, and God knows he did, and he'll pay for that one day. But I cannot believe that they let him out 9 years on a 33-year sentence. And usually when guys go, my brother's been in and out of prison most all his adult life because, you know, he's a brain-dead idiot. And like you said, they find God in there. Every time my brother goes to prison, he finds God. But then when he gets out, somewhere along the way of when him walking out that gate and hitting the streets, he lost God somewhere because he ends up doing the same thing that he got put back in there for. But, I mean, you know, I don't get it. But I don't think that he should have gotten out. He should have at least served 33 years, 16 and a half. He should have done 16 and a half years before he was ever eligible for parole. I don't get that.
Mike, this is as good as it's going to get. This is as good as it's going to get, Mike. Are you willing to let OJ go and just, this is it. This is the last crack. This is it. This is you're exercising all your OJ demons right now. I know you wish he had spent more time in jail, but you know what? After today, Mike, how many times are you going to mention OJ's name or participate in an OJ conversation?
Honestly, I'm not going to waste my breath on the idiot.
See? This is what this day, this is closure. This is closure for so many of us, myself included. Appreciate the call, Mike. Yeah. I watched the miniseries. I watched all the news clips of all the old trial. And then this today, this parole hearing. Manson doesn't even get parole hearing coverage like this. But it's OJ. We liked OJ. He had a better Q score than Manson does. Come on, he made us laugh. He made us laugh watching football with him. as a commentator. Oh, he made us laugh in the movies. And then he disappointed all of us. And now after an entire conference of people asked him questions and heard from one of the people he committed the crime against, OJ's going to be out there. So be careful. Watch yourself, especially if you're in Florida. My name's Nate Shellman, out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson right here. This is still his show, The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.